kindness meditation. This meditation is slightly different than those that we have practiced in the course thus far. It's a friendliness or kindness practice that involves developing a gentler attitude towards ourselves and others. This kind and compassionate approach is an important aspect of mindfulness practice and can help support the other practices that we've done. As with the other practices, it's important to remember that there's no special way we're supposed to feel. We're not trying to make ourselves suddenly feel differently towards ourselves and others. But what we are doing is noticing what happens as we engage in this practice. So whatever comes up for you is fine. Seeing if you can be aware of it and curious about it. To begin, find a position that is comfortable for you, allowing your body to be at ease and just loosening any tension you might notice in your body right now. Allowing any tightness to release. Perhaps softening the belly. Letting the shoulders drop. Allowing the muscles in the face, the jaw, the forehead to soften. And maybe taking a moment to connect with your intention, your reason for being here and engaging in this practice today. Feeling your body against the floor or the chair. Feeling the stability of the ground beneath you. And allowing your body to release into the chair or the ground. Perhaps allowing a sense of safety here in this moment. Letting the ground support you. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone you know personally or know of, toward whom you naturally have feelings of friendliness and care. It's best not to pick someone with whom you've had conflict or are romantically involved with, but rather someone whom you feel an easy warmth and friendliness toward. This may be a friend, a child that you know, perhaps a grandchild, a grandparent, a spiritual guide, or even a pet. Maybe someone who makes you naturally smile just by thinking about them. If you'd like, you might imagine that this being or person is sitting next to you, by your side, or in front of you. And if you're unable to picture this being, you might allow yourself to just focus on the feeling or sensations you might experience in their presence. So giving yourself a few moments to pay attention to how you feel, and perhaps sensing where in your body you experience feelings of caring or compassion. This may be in the center of your chest, where your heart is, or in the belly, perhaps the softening of the face. Wherever you feel the experience of caring or kindness in your body, with each breath, allowing this area to soften just a little. And if you have trouble sensing this or finding the area where these feelings might be centered, it's okay. Just keeping your focus on this general area of your heart and noticing what, if anything, you can sense there throughout this practice. Now, as you have this being in mind, if it feels comfortable to you, sending this person or being some well wishes. We often use the following phrases, repeating them quietly in our minds. May you be safe and protected. May you find true happiness. May you be peaceful. May you live with a sense of ease. May you be safe and protected. May you find true happiness. May you be peaceful. May you live with a sense of ease. You can use these phrases or create your own, whatever feels most genuine for you. Continuing to repeat your chosen phrases mentally. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you live with a sense of ease. Or whatever well wishes you have chosen. And again, the idea isn't to make anything happen here. Whatever arises is okay. We're simply sending well wishes the way you might wish someone a safe journey or a good day. If you find yourself having thoughts such as this isn't working or this is silly, just noticing these thoughts and gently guiding your attention back to the phrases. Similarly, if you find yourself feeling frustrated or irritated, gently bringing your attention to that experience as well. And remembering that you can always bring your attention back to simply sensing the area where your heart is. And reminding yourself that there's nothing in particular that you're supposed to feel when you do this practice. Letting your experience be just as it is. Now, as you're ready, you might imagine that your chosen being or person is sending these same well wishes back toward you. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. And noticing how that feels. If it feels comfortable, you might shift your attention from this being to yourself. And shift to sending these well wishes to yourself. Shifting the phrases to may I be safe and protected. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. And again, choosing whatever wishes are most sincere for you. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. If it's at all easier here, you might imagine yourself as a young child receiving these well wishes. If you find yourself having judging thoughts or thinking about this exercise, just noticing this and guiding your attention back to the phrases. If you notice any resistance or anxiety, as best as you can, allowing that resistance to soften. Seeing if you can hold your experience gently and compassionately. And continuing to experiment with this for a few more minutes on your own. Now, if you'd like, you might send these wishes to the people in the room with you, if you're with other people, or people in your life that you might want to extend these wishes to. May we all be safe and protected. May we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease. Again, using whatever wishes feel most comfortable and meaningful to you. There's absolutely no need to force anything or create any particular feeling here. Simply extending well wishes to yourself and others. And whenever you're ready, taking your time, you might gently allow your eyes to open if they're closed.